And now's the time when things are shifting. There's gonna be a new world order out there. And we've got to lead it.
True international depression.
Who are fake news?
I am not suicidal.
We'll circle back with you directly. If I can circle back, I'll circle back with you.
Do not come. Do not come.
I'm gonna come.
Hello and welcome to episode 225 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I am Jeffrey.
I'm Ryan.
And we're just two guys drinking some beer, talking what's going on a Saturday night. 225 since we've changed our setup and format.
Yeah.
We still getting any of them Canadian listeners, or they give up on us?
I think we're still getting some listeners around the planet. Let me check real quick. Well, here
I know we're still getting Aussie listens.
Anyway, while
you're looking up numbers, I'm going to do some of this follow-up stuff from previous.
All right.
You remember that teacher, and I think it was St. Louis, who resigned her job after it was brought to the school board's attention that she had an OnlyFans account?
Yeah.
Apparently she went and got another job after a while, and when they realized who she was and that she had an OnlyFans account, they fired her for violating the social media policy. She brought up, it turns out they admitted that they didn't bother checking her references or even doing a Google search of her. And I mean, let's be real, who hires anyone these days without even Googling their name to see if there's any giant red flags?
Most people look at their people's Facebook profiles and stuff like that. Now, that's why you got to be careful what you put on your public Facebook profile, because employers actually look at that shit.
Yeah, it's funny because actually every time I apply for a job, I shut down all my social media accounts.
Okay.
Which may look shady, but I don't need him digging through me going on like a 10-minute rant about something stupid that happened. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? or finding this show.
Yeah. Well, the good news is we still have international listeners.
Yeah.
We've had, in the last month, we've had one download from Australia, one from Canada, one from Costa Rica, one from Germany, one from Singapore, and one from South Africa.
Must be Elon Musk's family checking us out, huh?
32 downloads in the United States, 10 in Virginia, 8 in California, 8 in Massachusetts, 2 in Maryland, 2 in Rhode Island, 1 in Florida, 1 in Washington State.
We got a California listening base? That's interesting.
Well, yeah, 8 downloads. So I don't know. They must have liked our thumbnail or something. Who knows?
Maybe. And they might have been hate listening. They're just making fun of us on their show.
And, but it is interesting to look at these numbers, you know, every week and say, what the hell?
Yeah, it's like, how did this weird group happen over here all of a sudden?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, remember the Daniel Penny thing in New York?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm the one that shared the article, update art to that.
Yeah, well, this is how I'm bringing it up in this in conversation, dude. His trial date has been set. He is the man who is accused of second-degree murder or negligent homicide or something.
Yes.
Because he choked out a man on the subway that was attacking people and threatening their lives. This ought to be interesting to see where this goes. Because apparently it's okay to push people in front of trains in New York. But to stop someone from killing someone on a train, you get arrested. Oh, speaking of, remember how last week I mentioned there was a woman pushed in front of a train in New York and her legs were cut off?
Yeah.
Turns out not only was that guy arrested recently, but he also apparently many years ago tried to murder a mother and daughter by stabbing both of them when they're on the fire escape. And then after he spent time in prison for something. I can't remember what it was. I think it was murder, maybe. He got paroled out like wicked quick. And yeah, that's New York justice for you. But we're going to put the guy who's actually stopping the violent person is going to be sitting in prison. All right. Well, here's something new, which I probably should have done first because whatever, my own broken brain. I'm sure everyone, I say that, I spoke to El Matador today, and he had not heard, about what happened in Moscow.
I wasn't sure if I was going to put it in the show, but then it kept popping up on my news feed, and I'm like, yeah, it probably needs to be in there, you know? ISIS is involved, so they say, so.
Well, what bothers me is that I almost shared an article 2 weeks in a row when the United States and the United Kingdom were warning Russia that there was chatter about a possible terrorist strike in Moscow. I was like, I'm not going to get involved. This is fucking war propaganda. It was all I could think.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Yeah, it was. Several automatic weapons were discharged in like a music hall.
Yep.
So far, there's at least 133 dead, and that's as of a couple hours ago, right?
Yeah.
ISIS has claimed responsibility. The U.S. And NATO basically agree. Do you think Russia's going to buy that it's ISIS?
Probably not.
What happens if they blame NATO or Ukraine for this?
Nothing.
Nothing? You think they're going to accept this and say the United States orchestrated a giant murder? I mean, look at what Israel's doing after Hamas. Yeah, how many? Well, a lot of people died. Oh, yeah, that was a lot of people that died there too, huh?
Yep.
What a shit pot that turned into. Yep. Dear God, repeat offender, for the love of God, when you come on the show, please wear a shirt a different color than your skin tone. You keep doing this.
It is a different color. You thought he was naked for a second.
No, every time, the last like three times you've been on, you've worn a shirt that's almost the same skin tone as your skin, same tone as your skin.
And it's good to see you too, brother.
I just don't want to see that much of you.
Quite a lot of fellas being told. How are we?
But from what I understand, the Russians have 11 suspects in custody right now. So this ought to be interesting to see how this plays out.
Right.
Because this could, I mean, we're teetering on the edge of war erupting over the entire planet very quickly anyway.
Yeah.
And if they think anyone besides some crazy terrorist group did this, you know what I mean? That would to Russia would say it's okay to use nuclear weapons now because they've gone in and done terrorist acts in civilian populations.
Yeah, something like 130 people accounted for dead now.
At least 133 as of a couple of hours ago.
Yeah. Apparently Islamic State are claiming responsibility for it, aren't they?
ISIS claimed responsibility. NATO, U.S., and Ukraine all agreed. But of course they did. I mean, if the quote allies did that, there's no way they're going to admit they did it. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's good, mate. Like Nord Stream 2.
Ryan is adding stuff in, I think.
No, right? I'm screwing things up.
All right.
Trying to fix it.
Okay. We talked about the Harvard dishonesty professor, doctor lady.
Yeah, she's been charged with plagiarism.
Yeah.
And she stepped down from being the dean of Harvard to be just a regular professor again.
No, that was the president who was busted for plagiarism. Okay. This was another one who ran a different department. Was proven to have plagiarized at least four separate papers. I read this crazy article explaining a whole bunch of it once because basically Congress said, let us see this investigation that Harvard conducted. And it's been released to the public. And it's even more obvious what happened than was it was made to sound. And guess what her defense was? How she explained this away. It must have been one of her academic rivals that was trying to set her up for failure. That went in and changed her records.
Right.
And she wasn't the one who, quote, plagiarized. She was the one who altered the numbers in her studies to make them support her thesis. Her hypothesis. Well, now there's another professor at Harvard that is being ousted for plagiarism again. What's going on at Harvard? Like, and apparently,
that's a good question, because I mean, if you got the president, you know, resigning because of plagiarism, it seems like plagiarism seems to be very rampant at Harvard.
It sounds like academic dishonesty is more common than any of us had thought. This makes me wonder, is this further out than just Harvard?
Oh yeah, I guarantee it is.
So that makes me question anyone's advanced degree at this point.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because these people were in high level prestigious positions and they cheated.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, if I had just cheated, could I be the president of Harvard too?
Yeah, it seems like it.
What the hell? Why did I work hard and break my bones?
And lose your brain.
Yeah, and lose a hunk of my brain for it too. We haven't brought that up in a while, huh?
Nope.
So this is interesting. Apparently, this is a common thing. I was unaware of it, but apparently, if someone is like elderly and dying, and Medicaid is taking over because, you know, you're old and poor,
I knew this.
They'll seize your assets after you die.
Yeah, because they're trying to, recoup some of the expenses they paid to put you in the nursing home and take care of you in your final years of life.
So what you're saying is, what the Republicans have been telling me for years is that this Medicaid system is not sustainable. Is they were 100% correct?
Yes.
Because in the United States, you cannot inherit debt. Like, your father dies, you don't owe the money that he owed. You may get
married and there's debt. Yes.
If it's under both of your names in a joint thing, but if you have your own separate debt, that dies with you. So, okay. Your father dies, you inherit his property. This family in Massachusetts, over a year later, the federal government shows up and says, we're seizing this to pay for your father's debts.
State government.
Okay, I'm sorry, state. But the federal government made it legal.
Right.
So they inherited this home. They own it. And now you're saying, no, now you owe me the money of your father. Yeah. That's against the law in the United States.
I got a personal example of this. My wife's mother has been on Medicaid for like 20 years now. So yeah. None of the people in the family expect to get any of the land or any inheritance from her because of this, you know, because, you know, they're just going to, you know, seize the property to help recoup the dollars they spent on her the last 20 years on Medicaid.
Fuck the government on this one. Here's a way around that. She sells it to her children for $50 and says, I get to live here.
We told her to do that. She won't do it. We told her she won't do it.
But then you don't own it for them to seize, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
Well, she'd rather. Wow, that's
she's
stubborn.
Afraid. Well, she's afraid that if she signs over the rights to the land to one of the other siblings, that they'll kick her off the property. She's crazy like that.
Well, make it so that all three of them own a third or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, there's ways around it, but she ain't buying into any of it. So
that's too bad. That's all going to disappear.
Yep.
Oh, well. That's the way it goes.
It's worth a lot of money because it's near Charleston, South Carolina, and it's in an area that's really being built up now, and, you know, it's owned free and clear. So if somebody owned that land, they could sell it to developers for a ton of money.
Yeah. Well, DHS, Department of Homeland Security, came out and responded about that the Haitian migrant that raped the other Haitian migrant at the center in Rockland, Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
The girl was 14. I knew that. I did not know that she was handicapped, too.
Oh, good Lord.
They're not sending their best.
No, and that's what Trump said. They weren't going to send the best.
Yeah. I mean, and Haiti, I'm going to cut Haiti a little bit of slack in terms of actual asylum seekers versus what's coming across the southern border because of what's going on in Haiti. But there still has to be a vetting process.
Right.
Actually, it looks like Biden's going to use Guantanamo Bay to sort through to vet Haitian asylum seekers. Last thing we need is a dude named Barbecue to get into the United States and start eating people.
You've had a few of those already, mate, in there.
What's that?
I said you've had a few of those already there, haven't you?
Well, here and there. Who is the CNN guy that ate a human brain?
Oh, I don't remember. We talked about this.
You remember it happening too, don't you? Everyone's I can't believe you did that, dude. Like, you cannot undo eating human.
No.
All right. What's going on in Virginia, man? You guys always have the craziest news.
We had a woman that was shot to death on Little Creek Road, and we had Hampton police officers that had to respond to shots fired at and Newport News police detectives. And we've got an Obama appointed federal judge that declared it unconstitutional for police to stop minorities in Virginia. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I found that one.
Yeah.
This judge said it was unconstitutional to pull over minorities. And it's like, because they're like, this group of people is getting pulled over more than this group of people. And it's like, you do realize if someone's going 50 miles an hour past the cop, he doesn't see the color of the person driving the damn car.
Right.
He just sees the car going too fast through the intersection, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And we had a commander from the SEAL battalion here in Little Creek removed from command.
Yeah, they never tell us why.
No, they never do anymore.
But if you got booted out, if you got booted as commander of the SEALs, it depends. Were you enlisted or an officer? Like, if you were, like, the master chief, it takes a lot to boot you out. But if you were, like, the lieutenant commander, we can replace you easy enough, you know?
Yep. And then the last thing in Virginia is we've got, this just happened, I just got this alert today that one of the sailors deployed to the Red Sea has been lost at sea. They're not saying whether they jumped or they fell. So we don't know if it's a suicide or not.
I doubt. There's so many ways to kill yourself on a Navy ship if you want to that are way easier than drowning in the middle of the ocean. The Red Sea, is it? That's interesting, though, that they were lost at sea. Well, that means no one noticed them going overboard. Because I'm telling you, man, the training the Navy does for man overboard is insane. An alarm goes off and they go, man overboard, man overboard, man overboard, all hands, man your Oscar stations, proceed forward and up starboard, down and aft port. Which basically means nobody's ever walking towards each other. Everyone's always moving in the same direction. So there's no traffic. You know what I mean? And then everyone gets there. Everyone's counted. So we find out who's missing. But then there's thermal images all over the ship for 1,000 different reasons. There are thermal images, obviously, in a warship, right? That find the heat signature of a human body in the water. And if they didn't find this person and he went overboard, that means it happened in the middle of the night and no one noticed. And whoever was on watch should be standing in front of the captain and explaining what they were doing when they were on watch. Because there is a guy who's supposed to watch out for that, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, that is one of the easiest ways to get rid of somebody in the Navy is to throw them overboard.
Well, you think it was murder?
Possibly.
Oh, I thought maybe he made some bilge wine, got drunk, and fell over the side in the middle of the night. That's a distinct
possibility, too. So,
do people know what bilge wine is?
Nope. Most people don't know what bilge wine is because they weren't in the Navy.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do people know what bilges are? The bilge is at the bottom of the ship, down along the keel. usually they could be further out depending on the size of the ship. And it's basically an empty compartment that you put like machinery and like pumps and all sorts of stuff like that. And you have deck plates you pull up to get down to the equipment to work on them. It's a good place to hide stuff away from anyone who you don't want to see it. So people would make wine down in the bilges because you're not allowed to have any alcohol on a U.S. Navy ship.
Or when you're overseas, you bring extra bottles of booze back, you know?
Yeah, well, when I came back, when I did my med tour, I came back with diamonds and gold and rubies and silver and all sorts of fun stuff. I welded together a little cube, a five-sided cube. So, like, I left one side of it open. Well, put all my precious stuff in it, went down, pulled out a deck plate and welded it to the bottom of a deck plate and put it back in to smuggle it into the country so I didn't have to pay the ridiculous taxes on it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, really, I didn't realize you could just lie and they would accept your answer. Like, you bring anything back you need to declare. I didn't realize you saying no was good enough.
All I can think of is safe and sorry.
Yeah, all I can think of is like I'm bringing back like an entire year's salary worth of like gold and diamonds. I need to hide this. I can't afford to pay the tax on it. Actually, it wasn't my entire year's salary, but it was a significant amount of money.
Right. Yeah.
It was a couple diamonds that we made into earrings for my now wife. It was the diamond that I attached to the ring for her engagement ring. The engagement ring. Yeah. Now, check this out. Oh, I attached the diamond to my wife's engagement ring myself on the ship at sea. That's some skills right there. I don't know if you know much. Repeat offender, but ships sway back and forth. So you're never really standing still when you're trying to be very precise. Brian just decided he's going to read like The Art of War by Sun Tzu or something.
No, we got a kid staying over tonight. I got to get him on the Wi-Fi.
Oh, it's Brian is dot gay. By the way, I completely forgot about this. There was a .gay is now like an official web domain thing. Well, when they unveiled it, there was this giant deal. You can get like double service for half price hosting or whatever. So like instead of $100 a year, you could have got 2 years for $50. And I was like, I am totally willing to do the Jeffrey and Brian are .gay and have our own web page. It's like, that doesn't bother me.
Did you sign us up?
I did not, and I completely forgot about it. But yeah, they had this big deal, and I was like, oh man, it'd be hilarious. And give anyone a card, they'd just be like, that's how they would even say, what's the matter with you? Like, it's obviously satire. You need to listen to the show.
Save money, hey, $20 is $20.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I ain't gay, but $20 is $20. Well, we're going to get into the woke stuff, but I want to bring this up now that you said something. Homosexual means same, attracted to the same sex, right?
Yes.
That's what, okay. Is homosexual different than gay?
Not in my book.
Nah. I remember gay used to mean being happy.
Yes. Yeah, but I'm just saying, because I've heard people saying now, like, if you're a dude who is attracted to, like, tomboys, then you're actually gay because you're attracted to the masculinity. And I was like, no, it's still the lady parts and the fact that she enjoys doing stuff I enjoy doing. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like, this is a big argument lately, is that it is... Just like the same argument saying that if you're a dude dating a trans woman, you're not gay. And it's like, technically speaking, it's same sex. And this is where it gets weird, because no matter if you ask legitimate questions like this, people just get offended. It's like, this has been your argument, and I'm trying to understand. Then they get offended at you, and you're like, like the trans individual, I'm sure doesn't like the spectrum idea because they're trying to transition from one sex to one gender to the other. But the chromosomes are still either going to be XX or XY. Anyway, sorry.
100%. Look, 100%. But the thing is, whether you transition or whatever, you saw, like, if you're still attracted to men, it's gay. It's homosexual.
That's fine. I got no problem with who you want to sleep with. And if you're an adult, I don't care how much you want to alter your body.
Exactly. Knock yourself out as long as you're an adult and you don't hurt no kids, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. I mean, just say I consider a gender reassignment surgery the same general idea as any other body modification, like tattoos or piercings.
Okay.
100%.
If that's what you want to do to your body, it's your body to do with as you choose. You know?
Oh, yeah. 100%. I agree with you.
And you may regret it later, just like a lot of people regret a lot of tattoos. You know what I mean? How many names are tattooed on arms that's not his wife's name?
How about a facial tattoo?
Like Mike Tyson?
Yeah. He's all about the tattoo.
Oh, good for him. Apparently he's going to box that social media guy.
Jake Paul.
Yeah. There's no upside.
We haven't talked about this on the show.
Did we talk about it?
No, I don't think so. But I've talked about it to somebody else.
Oh, it was on the list. We just never got to it.
Okay. It's coming up soon, isn't it?
I guess so. But there's no advantage.
Guy?
Say again?
He's fighting an MMA guy, isn't he?
Kind of. The guy's like a social media influencer who said, hey, I bet I could step into the cage and beat whatever. And he got in and fought and did pretty good. And he's like, oh, crap, I can do this. Like, he'd been trained, but he was never a pro.
I got bad news for him.
Well,
I'm putting my money on Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson is old and out of shape.
Doesn't matter.
Did you put
your money on the social media guy?
Maybe, but I'm just saying there's no upside for Mike Tyson.
Well, I can't see
Mike Tyson's getting a payday.
Well, does he need the money?
Yes.
Because if you win, you're Mike Tyson and you knocked out some punk. If you lose, this punk just beat Mike Tyson. You know what I mean?
The only thing I can say is, boys, don't put it on pay-per-view because it'll be out by round one. You'll be wasting your money.
You guys really think Tyson's going to knock him out like a 1980s Mike Tyson punch out?
Oh, Tyson's going to relocate his jaw. He'll be looking at the back of his head.
I don't think so. I think Tyson's old, and I don't think he's picked up anything heavy in 20 years. I don't think he's been training. I don't think he's been training. He has been working out.
He's been training.
No. I doubt it. I mean, he may have been, but he's been...
Most people that are devoted to, like, boxing and MMA and training, they may slow down a little bit, but they still show up at the gym on a regular basis. Look at Joe Rogan.
I was going to say, he's still in decent shape. I bet he works out, but I doubt he's training like he was a boxer, though. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Because realistically, when he was the world champion, he was working out.
8 hours a day? 10 hours a day?
Yeah, I'd say 15 hours a day, maybe?
Yeah.
Push, 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 push. Keep that heart rate going. And watching Tyson fight back in the 80s, man, there were a lot of bloodbaths.
Oh, yeah. Some good fighters back then.
That's your transition point, Brian.
All right.
Well, Trump is suing Stephanopoulos on ABC News, which this one shouldn't be up there. It should be somewhere else, but that's all right. For defamation, because Stephanopoulos keeps saying he's liable for rape.
Yeah.
That was not the decision.
Nope.
In the courtroom. This guy keeps saying that Trump is a rapist and a convicted rapist at that. And that's not true. And, you know, I'm hearing people say, what's the difference? It's like, oh, you want to find out the difference between sexual assault and rape? It's like, trust me, both of them suck. One's way worse. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Being accused of one thing and being actually convicted is a whole different thing.
Yeah.
Trump might win this defamation suit.
Yeah. Yeah, especially since the actual penalty Trump paid out was because he called her a liar and he got hit for defamation for calling her a liar after he was acquitted in the rape trial.
Yeah.
Yep.
And people don't realize that. And they don't realize that because Stephanopoulos is going, oh, he's a convicted rapist. It's like, no.
No, rape, he was not convicted of rape.
Rapists, never. Rape trials don't lead to payouts. They lead to jail time.
He settled the suit to make it disappear, like most rich people tend to do.
Yeah.
He settled out of court. Whether they're guilty or not, it's just easier to just pay some money and let it go away.
And you're telling me that Donald Trump is banging broads in the Kohl's changing room or whatever the hell, Nordstrom's changing room?
Like, let's be realistic here. Can Trump himself fit into the Nordstrom changing room, let alone a girl? It'd be like going to the airport, the airline bathroom to have sex.
Well,
join the Mile High Club.
This was many years ago. Trump was in a much better shape. But yeah, I mean, Trump Tower is across the street from the store that she accused him of taking place in.
Then why not just go home when there's much more room and be more relaxing
and
more
enjoyable? And you think Trump's going to like Nordstrom's or Bloomberg's or wherever?
To get
his clothes?
No. He's got a personal shopper that does all that shit for him.
Fuck that. He's got a personal tailor who measures him and cuts him his own suits.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you? With that much money?
Yeah.
Like, oh, no. It's not even that expensive to have a suit tailored.
Not when you're in Hong Kong.
Dude, go to Men's Warehouse. They'll tailor you a suit, no problem. Now, they take measurements and send it out. But, like, just hire one person who can do both and, you know, give them a salary. I can pay you 80 grand a year. Just make suits for me, you know?
Yeah.
Well, Georgie's been a little bit hypocritical, isn't he? Isn't he the one who helped Bill Clinton with that rape case? When he's working for him, when he's working his...
George Stephanopoulos is a big Clinton supporter. He's always going to defend the Clintons.
Wasn't he on his staff there at one stage?
Yeah, he was. He was in the administration.
Yeah. And there was a rape case against Bill Clinton back then, remember? And he held up the a little gangbang to bloody hide everything on the woman who was laying charges against Bill Clinton at the time.
This sounds went familiar, but the big scandal I remember was Monica Lewinsky.
Nah.
There was a million different scandals.
I know. That's just the big one I remember. I remember him getting in a lot of trouble for sex stuff. And I remember thinking, geez, Hillary must be humiliated. You know?
It was a marriage of convenience.
Yeah, and then you end up with Chelsea. Ugh.
Who's making millions of dollars with no talent because she's got the Clinton name.
Well, sounds like a Biden. So this bloodbath thing that happened.
This is so blown out of proportion and context, it's unbelievable.
And that's obvious to your average voter in the United States. I saw this picture over here behind me.
Looks like a bloodbath.
My daughter in preschool made a brontosaurus with Q-tips. Oh, no. I hung it up on the wall. But yeah, he said it's going to be a bloodbath in the automotive industry if he's not reelected, because Biden's going to let China build all their electric vehicle plants in Mexico and just...
Well, they already started.
Yes.
And I got bad news for Biden or Trump. I don't think he's got anything he can do about it because of NAFTA.
NAFTA.
And the new and the new and improved NAFTA that he signed on to.
Okay, let's back up a little bit here, because you and I are having a conversation that a lot of people wouldn't understand.
Clinton brought in NAFTA.
Well, not even that. Trump said he was going to introduce 100% tariff on Chinese cars coming in from Mexico if he was president, but he can't because NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, which means United States, Mexico, Canada do not charge tariffs for goods crossing the border.
Right. That are built in their countries. And
yes.
People don't realize how much of their car in the U.S. from Ford or Chevy or any of the GM, all those companies, is manufactured in Mexico.
Yeah, and then assembled in the United States. Like the camshaft, the drive shaft, the, you know, all that good stuff, the crankshaft, these were all made in Mexico, shipped to the United States. They were put together on an assembly line and then sent out to buyers. But yeah. But he's.
I understand what he's trying to say and understand his philosophy, and I agree with it. But because of the way that NAFTA is set up, I don't think he's got a whole lot of control over it unless Mexico decides to stop letting them build their factories.
That's possible. It's
not likely to happen.
That's possible if Trump's president, though, because he's pretty good at getting people to. I don't know why so many people. I do know why they hate him so much. The guy got shit done.
Yep.
Obrador.
But he doesn't know when to shut up.
No. And he likes to rub things in when he obviously won. And it's like, don't be a poor winner. You know what I mean? But today I was trying to find an audio clip I've heard in several places throughout the week of all of the different news anchors that have been calling out Trump for using the word bloodbath, saying that he's going to kill migrants.
It was on, either the Clay and Buck show.
It was on No Agenda.
And
it was on like six things I listened to.
Yeah.
I couldn't find it. I went through Google. I went through YouTube. I couldn't find it anywhere. And then I start organizing this thing and I come across where you had to spot the difference. Google changed what you find when you search bloodbath.
Yep.
They even changed. They even made it so you don't see the Merriam-Webster dictionary definition where it actually says an economic fiasco or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, YouTube. And I was like, oh, Google and YouTube. Google owns YouTube.
Same thing. They're both owned by the same company.
Yep. It's like, oh my. And then I was like, maybe I should use DuckDuckGo. And then I didn't care enough. But yeah, there's like a 15-minute video of all these different media folks that have been giving him a hard time for saying bloodbath, all using the term to refer to the same thing in terms of like a political bloodbath, to an economic bloodbath. And I was like, dude, you used the word yourself. And now you're saying that's it never means any of that. Oh. I don't know, man. It feels like these folks here in the news get to use that word, and I don't get to use that word. It feels like I'm just the white guy again who doesn't get to use words that everyone else gets to. No? All right. I thought that was funny, but all right. So Brian, of course, disappears. Carville, what the hell is his first name? The guy, the DNC guy, James Carville. He said that...
Married to Madeline.
Albright?
No, he's married to Mary Madeline. She's a Republican, he's a Democrat.
Yeah, that's right. We've talked about this several times. That's weird, isn't it?
Yep.
Not even weird. Like,
I guess they don't talk politics at home.
You know what, though? When he was involved with the party... they were not as crazy as they are now.
No.
He works heavily under Clinton, right? He's part of the cabinet.
Yeah.
He's saying that Biden shouldn't do his own wet work. He should let people at Carville do it for him. And I want to point out that wet work is a term used for bloody, bloody work when you're actually cutting people up. So this man is talking about cutting.
That kind of thing.
He wants to murder Trump and his supporters because he said wet work. And we have to make sure everyone hears this over and over again, just like Trump said bloodbath.
Yep.
For the love of God, have any of these news pundits ever heard of a metaphor? I mean, at least Carville at least didn't give him crap about saying wet work. I'm sorry, about him saying bloodbath. So I'm going to let him get by away. But he actually comes up later in the woke thing because he's had enough of this woke garbage too, saying it's not helping. But we were talking about cars. Let's get back to cars. Apparently, what, 2035, half of cars sold in the United States have to be electric, according to Joe Biden. And this has been passed and signed. Like, this is law now, right?
I don't think it's a law. I think it's more of a regulation. Well, and they went through the EPA to push this because of they made it so that the carbon dioxide has to be so low that it has to really be electric cars.
Don't get me wrong. Electric cars are incredibly useful.
Where?
Yeah, if,
no, no. If you're going to get, if you're going to and from work every day. And
are you getting an electric car for West Virginia?
Oh, God, no. Are you kidding me? It's the distance we'd have to drive in West Virginia, electric car would just be impractical. Because they can't handle the same kind of distance. And the more work you make him do. Like, for example, the nearest Walmart's could be an hour and a half away.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have to bring a pickup truck with a trailer, fill the bed and the trailer with food like every month or so. Then fill a deep freezer with like meats.
Oh, well, you should be able to hunt on your land.
It's can, but it's only it's not a ton of land. But again, the wife won't eat a wild animal anyway.
Oh, okay.
But well, I'm just saying, an electric vehicle, but having to do all that extra work carrying all that weight will drain the battery much quicker. You know, the more applications you have running on your phone, the faster the battery dies, right?
Yep.
More weight you're hauling, the faster the battery drains. Same thing with your gas tank. The cool thing is with a gasoline-powered vehicle, I can have a tank of gas that I pour in that gets me far enough to get to the next gas station.
Right.
Or stop at the gas station knowing I'm going to need it.
Right.
Versus, oh, crap, I need to get towed to a charging station.
Right.
But if, yeah, if you're going from your house to work and it's a 15-minute commute every day, electric's really nice. They're comfortable. They're quiet. They have 100% torque available at 1 RPM.
Yeah, I used to own a hybrid.
Hybrids are a little different depending on which type you had. Was it the one that the engine stayed off until needed? To charge
basically
the battery?
Basically, if I was driving like 30 miles an hour or less, it was in battery mode.
Okay. There's the other one. There's another one. Or if you stomp the gas, it would kick on the gas engine to hurry up and go, which I thought was silly, but that was because the battery needed it. There's another one where you drive electric all the time and the engine just kicks on to charge the battery. And that's a neat idea, too. These are neat ideas. And I'm all for it.
The problem is, Americans are not ready for electric cars. They don't want electric cars. And I don't know what we're going to drive in 40 years from now. Thank God I probably won't be alive. But
how are we going to power them?
Nobody thought about that.
We have rolling blackouts in major cities.
Yeah.
Because people turned on the AC because it was 100 degrees.
Yep. Now because of global warming.
And now you want to plug in an extra 1,000 cars per square mile.
We're probably talking 100,000 cars.
Well, I was saying like per square mile, but yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but okay, California, where you get your rolling brownouts because there's not quite enough energy to go around. Now, all of a sudden, exactly, you plug in an extra 150,000 cars every night.
Yep.
Where's this power coming from?
It ain't coming from nuclear.
Yeah, it's not nuclear, and we're banning coal and oil.
And we're
going to
get it from wind and solar.
Okay. Is there enough wind to power every car in California? Is there enough wind moving through California?
Yeah, if we're allowed to build windmills in Los Angeles and every other major city.
Oh, but they don't want them because they're not pretty.
Exactly. They're bitching about the ones they're trying to build off of Virginia that you're going to need off the coast of Virginia, that you're going to need binoculars to see.
Well, here's something that people don't realize, but as the wind spins the turbine, it actually slows the wind down. It's a transfer of energy.
Right.
Or else you could have perpetual motion otherwise. So you're stopping, you're slowing winds by having a windmill farm. And I understand, but it's a lot of energy. Yes, it is. But that was also a part of the natural, what's the word here? When plants shoot their sperm up and pollination process for the apple trees or something. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
These are things that people don't think about until the consequences come about. And don't forget, those propellers on those things are non-biodegradable and they're enormous.
And they kill a lot of birds.
Yes, they kill a lot of bald eagles.
And they need greasing.
Hmm?
And they need to be greased. And they're made in China.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and they're not... There is oil because they have to lubricate the damn thing all the time.
Yep.
Obviously, it's moving, right? All right. Whew. All right, let's move on to Trump because we were talking about his car policy here. Good.
I mean, in Georgia, the judge that ruled that Fannie had to let her prosecutor lover go or her go from the case has given himself an out by saying, hey, they can appeal this ruling. So she may get kicked off the case too in the long run.
It says that he allows it. He doesn't get a say in that, does he?
Yeah, he does.
Well, you can just say, no, you're not allowed to appeal my decision. I thought you always got an appeal.
Not always get an appeal.
Yeah. Like, if I don't know, I'm pretty sure you can always ask for a second opinion when it comes to
this is a Republican judge that doesn't want to be ostracized by the judicial community. So he's giving himself an out.
She's clearly dirty, and exactly, he's, to quote Obama, he's kicking the can down the road.
Yes, he is.
For someone else to do instead of him.
Yep.
The hypocrisy of the Democrats, honestly, you look at it, it's like two people going to rob a jewelry store. Then the judge turns around and says, okay, which one do you want to go to jail?
Yeah.
That's exactly what they've done. One of you can go home, one of you can get locked up. Like, they're both as guilty as all hell.
Yeah, but neither one of them went to jail. One of them just got fired.
Well, yeah, but he's got himself a lifetime lover and like hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash for being that.
I'm surprised there wasn't something saying you have to pay someone's money back or something, but that's probably a murky water. Not Fannie Willis, but the other one there in New York where he's dealing with the fraud.
Yeah.
That he wasn't convicted of. There was a summary judgment, no actual trial.
Right.
Judge just decided before the before it began. Yep, you're obviously guilty.
The problem is it's in New York State.
Well, the problem is they put a $436 million bond up that he owed as a penalty, and he's accruing interest every day. It's due Monday, which is in 2 days, or 30 hours from now.
And most rich people do not have that much on cash on hand at any given time.
Nobody does. Why would you?
Exactly. It could be a waste of money.
Yeah, but for some reason, fucking moron Americans seem to think that rich people have Scrooge McDuck-style money bins. And are swimming around with the money.
Didn't Engeron put on too that he couldn't get a bank loan to pay for it? Neither.
I guarantee you, if that stupid attorney general in New York starts seizing Trump assets.
Monday, they said they're going to seize Trump Tower if he doesn't, they'll put in the paperwork.
How long before you think every other major corporation that has property in New York pulls out?
Well, hold on. Before we get there, what happens if they seize his property and then go to sell it, but then sell it for much more than they said it was worth? Because that's how they got him for fraud.
Right.
Was by saying, no, we think it's worth this much, even though the banks and he agreed it was worth X.
Right. And the banks got their money back. The loans were paid off.
There's no aggrieved party.
No. We've had this conversation multiple times on the show. There shouldn't even be a court case here, you know?
Okay, let's say you seize this property to get back the monies that are owed to you. You said it's only worth $20 million, while he owes you at this point like $504 million or something. Now you sell for $504 million to pay off his debt. Can you turn around and say, like, oh, I guess it was worth as much as you said it was?
I think this will just go to show that you really don't want to do business in New York State.
Well, what happens if he wins his appeal? If they take his property and sell it off to pay his debt, what happens if he wins his appeal? Can you imagine the lawsuit against New York?
I don't think he'll win on appeal.
I think he will.
This is a New York State court case.
It'll keep
you
going.
You think that the Supreme Court of New York is going to side on his side?
Then the United States Supreme Court will eventually get involved.
If they take the case.
They will, because they're going to. They will. Because of exactly what you're saying is everyone's going to get the F out of New York. Kevin O'Leary has been going on every show he can. Have you seen him?
Get the fuck out of New York.
Yeah. Have you seen him?
Yeah.
Yeah, everywhere, right? CNN, MSNBC, Fox News, ABC, CBS, NBC. The never-ending
three by three. They had a problem when all the millionaires moved out after COVID. They're really screwed if all the corporations start pulling out.
Problem is, Kevin O'Leary owns a lot of properties in New York City that he thinks are worth a lot of money that apparently New York City does not think are. Who are you going to sell that property to?
Yeah.
Who's dumb enough to buy that property for what you think it's worth? Because the government might just come and take it. No one's going to spend that much money on anything in New York.
And the current climate, nobody's buying shit in New York.
Oh, man. This is going to work.
Because New York's also got another problem with squatters right now, because they have squatters' rights in New York.
Well, there's squatters' rights everywhere.
Not everywhere. I don't think Virginia has them.
Yes, they do. But check this out. I did a little digging because I brought up squatters' rights recently. I think I brought it up on the show, but I've definitely been talking about it in my private life with this migrant situation where people are taking these migrants into their homes to help them out. All they have to do is be like, I live here. You can't kick me out now.
Yeah.
And they can change the locks and you're effed.
Right.
People think I'm nuts saying stuff like this. I'm like, they can, though. Anyway, Massachusetts, if you can prove you've been living in this residence for 30 days and simply paying a single bill, apparently, 30 days ago for that property is enough to prove that you've been there for 30 days, the cops cannot come and drag you out. You have to go through a civil court case situation that could take years to get someone out of your house. West Virginia, to get to that point, you have to prove that you have lived in and not lived anywhere else in that time for 15 years before you get, you can't just kick me out for no reason right now.
But we're not talking about West Virginia. We're talking about New York.
Yes, New York. Well,
you just got to live there for 30 days in New York.
Yes. So this woman came back from, I want to say Florida, but it might have been Italy.
She was trying to sell her house.
Oh, I thought that was a different one.
Maybe.
I thought this is the woman who was cut into pieces. Yeah, beaten to death. I'm sorry, she was beaten to death and stuffed in a duffel bag by people squatting in her home.
That's an issue, too.
Yeah, she came home. She came back from like vacation or like a funeral or whatever, where she was away for a while or something like that. I don't know. Comes back and there are two people living in her house. And they just beat her to death. They're facing charges, obviously.
You got to find them first.
Yes. And did we talk about this woman in New York, in Queens, that the squatters kicked her out, or had that not?
No, I don't think we did, and yeah. I didn't know that they kicked her out. I thought that she inherited the house from.
Yes. She inherited the house. Yeah, and she came to check it out
and put it on the market.
Yes, and there were people living in the house, and she called the cops, and the cops did everything they could. This body cam footage did everything they could to like find any way to prove to me that you've been here for 30 days, and that's why I said just a bill is enough. Because he handed him a bill that he had paid to a landscaper to mow the lawn a month ago.
Huh.
And that was enough to say, I've been living here for a month.
Right.
What the fuck?
That's crazy.
You know? But anyway, some vigilantes came by, and this is what I'm afraid of. If the cops don't give a fuck, vigilantism is going to take off. And that gets dangerous.
Yep.
I mean, neighborhood watch gets dangerous. Perfect example of what neighborhood watch getting out of control was George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin.
Yeah.
And that was a neighborhood watch. Now, if you're actually out looking for criminals or trying to stop the criminal versus just walking through the neighborhood, making sure it's safe, we got a real problem. But some vigilantes came and knocked on the door and said, "Hey, fellas, I think maybe you guys should leave.
Yep.
I don't think you live here." And these
two
guys
out of the three did leave.
Yeah, two of the three understood what that meant because they were obviously scamming the system. And I feel bad for this third dude because this third dude actually has paperwork and
this is one of those rental scams online where
he paid rent.
You know, and he wants out of the deal too, you know, but he wants his money back, all he paid into the deal.
Yeah, but the dudes that robbed him are already gone because they took off.
Oh, yeah, they're long gone.
They took off once these three dudes threatened to break their knees.
And this has happened way more and more these days, you know. Like, that's why you got to be super careful when you're trying to find stuff on the internet to rent and buy, you know, because people will see people putting their stuff up for sale online. And they steal the ad and like try to make money on their own.
Yeah. All right. Well, check this out. Okay. I've brought this up before. You are very unfamiliar with the Young Turks, aren't you?
Yep.
Okay. Remember I brought up Cenk Uygur?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, he ran for president.
Did he win?
No. He recently ran, dropped out of contention. He was running for the United States president this term.
Okay.
As a Democrat.
Good luck with that.
He wasn't born in the United States.
Can't be a president.
And this is actually why I respect him a little bit. He made a whole bunch of arguments that made it sound like you're a second-class citizen if you're a citizen, but not a naturalized citizen. And I thought it'd be interesting to hear the Supreme Court rule on it. He knew he was never going to win, and he's a piece of shit anyway. That's usually how I talk about him. But Anna Kasparian has been a piece of shit for a long time. Crazy lefty. But she's starting to realize what the left is doing. And she's getting furious. And her and Cenk Uygur were doing a show together. And, well, listen to her lose her mind for 3 minutes, 48 seconds.
Dismembering?
Of course. Of course, there's no sound when I want. Why is there no sound? Why can't I hear that? Can
a
you?
Corpse and hiding after dismembering it. Not bail eligible. Not a serious crime. I'm not even kidding, guys. Like when Joy Behar outlined that case, I was like, she's crazy. This isn't a thing. This isn't real. So I looked it up. It's real, guys. It's real. Listen, if being on the left means supporting this, then I'm not on the left and I'm okay with that. So let me give you the details of the case.
It doesn't mean that.
Okay, I don't know. Sank. Let me give you the details.
On the left. We're all on the left. We don't want people dismembering folks getting released. Only a couple
Some do.
I know. What I was in the middle of saying is only a couple of lunatic activists are like, yeah, we're pro dismemberment guys being let go. Okay, whatever. You don't represent the left at all.
Dismembered bodies.
Okay, I'm pausing it here. First of all, you voted for the people that passed these laws.
Yeah, they definitely did.
So you did want it. You just didn't, again, you didn't look forward to what these stupid bail reforms meant before you passed them.
Yeah.
All right. And this is the same shit that the rest of us are saying. Like, you let how many people out of prison during COVID? Because, oh my God, they're all going to die of COVID in prison because they're so close to each other. So let's all the rapists and the murderers out. Sorry. I'm going to hit play again.
It's so unfair to put them in prison. Okay, let me give you the details of the actual case, okay? So four people were arrested in New York after body parts were found in Long Island. Okay, dismembered body parts. The victims were, two people from Yonkers, older individuals. Suffolk County police say 44-year-old Stephen Brown, 38-year-old Jeffrey Mackey, 40-year-old Amanda Wallace, and 33-year-old Alexis Nieves, were charged with concealment of a corpse, tampering with physical evidence, and hindering prosecution. They have not been charged with murder. Prosecutors told a judge, there was so much blood in pipes, sink, shower, and toilet of the Railroad Avenue home in Amityville where the suspects were arrested that it was deemed uninhabitable. Police said they confiscated meat cleavers, butcher knives, flesh, and body parts. Attorneys for Brown and Mackey admitted that their clients lived in that home where the body parts and all that blood was found, but denied chopping up the 59-year-old woman and 53-year-old man whose last known address was in Yonkers. Wallace also lived with Brown and Mackey in Amityville. Police said that Knives is homeless. Okay.
What?
All four pleaded not guilty. The judge released them without bail. They were fitted with GPS monitoring and must report in person in-person probation. And surrender their passports. I
don't care about their passports.
Dude,
the fact that saying I don't care about their passports, that's how you flee the fucking country.
Yep.
I don't care about their passports. This is how this is happening, is you saying crap like this, then wondering how these guys are out free and on the loose. I don't care about surrendering your passport. All
right. Guys, like what?
This is what she loses her mind.
Did further research because I just couldn't believe it. Here's more. With 2019 state reforms, mutilation and disposal of murdered corpses are among crimes that are no longer bail eligible. The DA said the four went to barbaric lengths to cover the crime. What are we doing? What are we doing, Cenk? What are we doing? What are we doing? Someone tell me, what the F are we doing?
Yeah, look, no one signed up for this. I don't know how the hell any of these laws passed. I went to every progressive conference there was over the last 20 years. I never heard a single person saying, why don't we let the actual criminals go? Hey, if someone butchers someone and chops them up into little pieces, let's do the kind of criminal justice reform where they would be able to walk out free.
Yeah, come at me right now and tell me I'm the bad guy because I want these people who dismembered corpses and tried to conceal the evidence in prison. Come at me and tell me I'm the bad guy.
Okay, I'm gonna stop her, but I brought this up because she's been a very far left person for a very long time.
Right.
And she's starting to realize how fucked up what's going on based on the policies they're voting for. And she's bringing it up more and more. Her co-host there, Cenk Uygur, he's like, oh, that's not, nobody wants this. It's like, you literally voted in the people into office who passed these laws.
Right.
Yep. You apparently didn't pay enough attention to what they were saying. You just hated the Republicans so much that you went as far the other way as you could, which meant cutting people up into little tiny pieces and putting them down the drain is something you can go home by the end of the night for. And then just show up for trial in 3 months. You know? And they're not being charged for murder?
Yeah.
Are we assuming they found them dead? Like, How do you dispose of human remains without those humans having to lose their lives at some point? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. 100%. And this is the garbage that's going on, and these folks don't realize they're voting it in office. Sank Uger right there just exemplified it. He doesn't realize that he's voting these policies into place. Because Queens, New York, is there a single elected Republican in the entire borough? Probably not. So maybe it's the people you're voting for, you know? The people you're putting in office that are making these decisions. Maybe you need to look at who you're voting for. Like, everyone's all, actually, they weren't excited for Joe Biden, but they hated Trump. So, and that's the problem, is the Dems seem to be hate voting. And this is what you get when you hate vote. We get World War III erupting.
Uh-huh.
And people chopping people up and putting them down the shower drain.
Yep.
Yeah, but Trump said mean things on Twitter.
Yep, mean tweets. You know what I can't understand? One thing that pisses me off is when people bury their heads in the sand. I've got a friend who's on, who's a Democrat, on my friends list on Facebook. I won't mention names. She posted the other day about how much groceries they had to cost and all this shit's going on, police and all that sort of stuff. Well, I just replied, you voted for it, mate. She had nothing to come back. She didn't even, she hasn't unblocked or blocked me yet. So, but the thing is, I'm getting at all these cities and all that's got all these big problems that, like, it happens throughout the world. But most of it's all in blue cities, blue states. And they keep on voting it. Like anything's got a D beside their name, they're going to vote for them. It doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense.
Nope, it sure doesn't.
No, like, and the thing is, like, we got here in Australia, we had our Liberal government in for, what, 3 terms. Mate, they screwed us to the wall. Now we've got Labor in, and all they're doing, like, they're blaming the Labor Party for what's happened.
Yeah, that's kind of going on. You know, Biden's been in office for 3 years now here in the U.S., and they still blame Trump for everything that's going wrong. Nothing is Biden's fault. It's all Trump, Trump, Trump.
Do you see the other day where they're trying to blame Trump for the border crisis?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got bad news for him. He had a great deal negotiated with Mexico where they stayed in Mexico, you know. Biden, he's overrode that deal, and he's actually, what a lot of people aren't talking about is they're not really coming through the actual southern border now. He's flying them in from other countries around the world. The country now.
But doesn't it make you guys as Americans question the nationality of the people coming through south of the border?
There's no vetting happening, you know? It's just like, hey, let's just fly them in and get them in here and hope nobody notices.
But Biden, the administration was open about the fact that they flew people, aren't they? Haven't they come out and stated it?
No, they're covering everything up. They don't want people to know how many people are being flown in from around the world as asylum seekers by the actual administration.
You know what's funny is the black population in a lot of areas now, a lot of the big cities are complaining that there's an attempt by the government to replace them with foreign migrants. And I just laughed my ass off because the white folks have been yelled at for so long in the United States for this replacement theory that they're trying to replace white people in the United States, which they've literally said that they are. This country's too white. We need more, you know, all this other stuff. And now even the black population's like, hey, hold on. There's only 13% of us here are black. They're like, you're trying to water down our communities by putting all these migrants in here. It's like you have, apparently you have your white areas, and then your Asian areas, and those overlap, and they all overlap a little bit, but then you have your quote minorities. And by that, I mean the not super successful in any group, you know what I mean? To include even your trailer park trash, white redneck, you know?
Well, isn't it amazing, like, you talk about that? What do they call it when they come around and everyone's got it? It's called
census.
When they come around and they, so census, yeah.
Census. We've been talking about this for weeks, dude.
There's a plan behind them letting everyone in, isn't there?
Well, even if you're not a legal resident, let alone not a citizen, you get counted on the census, and that leads to congressional seats. And not just that, it leads to electoral votes.
Yep.
The amount of people that have been pumped in this country in the last 4 years could be anywhere between 13 and 19 new congressional districts on the next census in several years.
We're on the same wavelength here.
Yeah, well, yeah, you dump them into they don't get to vote, so you dump them all into places that people vote for your party. They don't get to vote. These other folk that can vote do vote your way.
Right.
And they get to essentially vote for all of these folks that are here illegally.
Yeah, because they get to change things with the census.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they get more power with their vote.
There's more votes. With the House of Representatives.
That counts to the Electoral College too.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same amount of vote. Congressional districts directly translate to presidential electoral votes.
It's a good thing smart people are onto this already.
Huh?
I said it's a good thing that smart people are onto this already.
Doesn't matter. It's already too late. They're already here. And then, no, but... That's why Joe's been shipping him to liberal areas quietly in the middle of the night. And then when DeSantis ships him to Martha's Vineyard, granted, that did shine a light on it, but he helped. He's like, you're sending extra congressional seat to Massachusetts that's going to vote Democrat. An extra electoral vote.
Anyway. Well, the only thing you can hope for, mate, is that Trump gets in and keeps to his word and bloody mouth the biggest deportation that America's ever had.
I can't imagine what that's going to cost or the manpower it's going to require.
Well, hopefully Ukrainian war's over by then, mate.
Just stop paying it for it.
Yeah. What about the new lawsuit in New York City where Mayor Adams had been, he demanded sex acts from police officers in exchange for career hoes?
Oh, I don't know what I believe about Adams lately, because ever since he came out and said there's a real issue at the border because it was affecting New York City, he's been on the hot seat from the Democrat Party, and they've been trying to hit him every time they can. He's been in the news for all this stuff. They're trying to slander him like they are Trump at this point.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Well, he's going to Texas this weekend to, look at the economic toll of the migrant surge as it pertains to New York City.
Yeah, he was gonna, but he's not gonna. It's not safe, apparently. Apparently, there are people raping and murdering each other in these
Texas?
Groups. No, in these migrant groups coming across the border illegally.
Surprise, surprise. Who could have guessed
that criminals are committing crimes?
Criminals with guns.
Actually, it's funny. Libertarian Party of Louisiana, I think it was, might have been Alabama, said that we should arm these migrants coming across the border because the Second Amendment applies to everyone. And I was like, okay, it does, but. If you cross the border illegally, that's a felony. If you are a felon, you may not own a firearm in the United States.
Yep.
I'm all about liberty, but the law is still the law. And if you want to do something different, you have to amend the Constitution. You don't just get to say, this is what we're going to do now.
So next time I come to the States, mate, I can get a gun, can I?
No, you're not.
No,
a
you
resident.
Could. You can. But no, you can. But it's going to be incredibly difficult for you. Well, if you have a residency, it's going to be easier. But you can own a firearm in the United States. But the good luck taking it anywhere. And what are you going to do with it when you leave the state?
Exactly right. I'd have to go through so many permit checks. I'd have to go through so many bloody red tape lines.
Especially to get it into Australia.
Oh, wouldn't get it in Australia, mate.
It's like, but it's a handgun. Yeah, are you kidding me?
No, it's an heirloom.
Actually, even better. Australia's been gun-free for so long, you could actually probably bring back an AR-15 and tell them it's a United States Revolutionary War musket, and they wouldn't know the difference.
Just, yeah, mate. Oh, look, we still got guns in that here too. Like, but the thing is, as I was saying to you before, you've got to be on a rural property. You can own them in a city, in a regional area like this, but you have to be, like, involved with some sort of gun club. Their actual gun.
And he froze. That's unfortunate.
Okay. What about Tyson's foods?
Well, Tyson has denied it, even though they said they were going to do it. But they laid off over 1,000 American workers when they closed the plant. Oh, there he is. He's not frozen anymore. They laid off like 1,000 American workers. I want to say 1,400, but that's probably because I'm looking at the other number.
4,200 is what it's on the thing.
That's 42,000.
Okay.
So it might have been 14,000 Americans when they closed the plant in Iowa, and they want to hire 42,000 migrants this year.
Open the plant back up?
No, just nationwide.
Okay.
But, you just laid off a ton of Americans, probably ruined this entire community that made their entire, they probably made all their money on that Tyson plant. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And people don't think that's a real thing, but this is in the middle of nowhere because chicken farms stink. And everyone in the area has a chicken farm. They bring them to Tyson to be, you know, slaughtered and processed, you know? So not only did the factory workers just lose all their jobs, but so did all those chicken farmers that live all around that plant. Like, the entire community is going to collapse because of this.
Yep.
And people don't realize that. Oh, you just go get a job. Doing what? Oh, programming computers. Where? There's nowhere around here to program computers, and I'm not a computer programmer. I'm a chicken farmer, you know.
But there's an also that too, mate. It's not just the actual workers. You've got subcontractors. People are hired to come in and do things. Oh, you got people second and third line workers down the track, you know.
And how many truck drivers went to and from? How many gas stations were making the money or putting the diesel in the trucks to drive them? People don't understand how economic sprawl happens.
No, not at all.
Closing something that enormous is going to devastate the entire community. Because this isn't a food processing plant. Isn't like Boston when even Microsoft, okay, they're not in Boston, but it's just any company in Boston shuts down. The city can handle that, no problem. There's plenty of jobs to go around. No one wants to live near a place that has, at any point, 2 million chickens shitting within a square mile of you. You know what I mean? But let's be real. Like, you know it stinks. And it's a lifestyle that these folks are used to. And that's what they've been doing. And now what are you going to do? You've been a chicken farmer forever. You've been making big, fat chickens. And
exactly.
And now, what? Now, all of a sudden, I got to learn how to weld. You know,
the only thing happened to us here in Newcastle, mate. We're Australia's biggest steel maker here. I actually worked at BHP steel plant here.
Okay.
At its peak, it employed about 50 something thousand people. that was directly employed, and indirectly, like subcontractors and everyone else around, was something like 35,000 as well.
And so, then all of it, then all the local businesses that were supported by that income, like the local diners and restaurants and all news of them, the gas stations, guys selling news sodas.
People finding magazines, newspapers. And what happened when that shut down? Like, it was massive, massive turmoil, mate. We lost it. They actually, they took the industry from Newcastle here. They went over to Southeast Asia and set up plants over there.
Because it cost less.
The Australian government, yeah, they were working for a bowl of rice, mate. Whereas we were unionized here, so we were on good money. We were real good money.
Yeah, why would I, me as the business owner, why would I pay you guys five times as much than I have to?
Well, see, the thing is, what you got to look at, Newcastle's also the biggest coal producer in the world. We got the biggest coal port in Australia, in the world here, Newcastle.
You know, it's very interesting about Australia, too. You guys make a lot of the steak in the global market, but none of the steak that Australia produces goes to Australia.
That's right.
That's messed up, isn't it?
Should be coming back for royalties for all of us.
Steak's about to get, beef in general is about to get real expensive here. There was a fire in the panhandle of Texas where most of the cattle ranches are for beef. Wiped out a whole bunch of the big farms, and the insurance companies aren't going to pay out enough to rebuild it. And the farmers are like, all right, well, then I guess we're done. Take my payout and go home.
Yeah.
It's going to get expensive to get some beef soon. Brian, I recommend you find someone in Gloucester that does their own cattle thing, or, you know, someone local who's doing it. And buy your beef local. And by local, I mean drive up to the person who grew the cow.
Yeah.
And buy your beef. I'm going to try to do that in West Virginia. And if I can't, I'm tempted at least to possibly have a cow or two to do exactly this. Just to kill it. Slaughter, I suppose, is the proper term. Bring it to the butcher, or actually probably bring it to the butcher first and kill it there, huh? It sounds a lot easier to move it if it can walk, huh? Hold on, big boom. All right, butcher this thing. I can't tell you what, you get $600 worth of beef out of this thing for butchering it up into steaks and chops and loins for me. You know what I mean?
You'd be saving a lots of mate on cartage.
Oh, that's fresh. You know what I mean?
But that's the way to do it. And a lot of farms in Australia like are doing that. You're getting a lot of people going directly to the farmer nowadays. Here too. Oh, yeah.
There's a lot more farm table going on in the United States now than there ever has been. Like, people literally go to the people that are growing or harvesting or whatever these days than going to the supermarket, because it's just, it's too expensive. Like, for real, your neighbor down the street who's got chickens, who's selling eggs, they got too many eggs, so they're selling them for half the price of the supermarket. Go get those eggs. I've noticed people have an issue with local eggs. It's like, oh, they came out of your chickens? Like, well, yeah. I don't know. I'm all set. It's like, why? Like, you do know all eggs come out of chicken butts, right?
Yep.
It wasn't just my egg, right?
Not all eggs.
Okay, all chicken eggs.
Duck eggs don't come out of chicken butts.
Yes, chicken eggs come out of chicken butts.
Good point, Brian.
I actually had someone who's like, I'm pretty sure the eggs don't come out their butt. And I was like, actually, they do, because chickens only have one orifice. It's the same one that gets impregnated that they poop out of and they lay eggs out of. No, the eggs come out covered. That's why you need to wash those things. They're covered in poop. But I'm telling you, man, an egg laid yesterday. I won't eat an egg laid today. It's still warm in the morning. It's weird, you know? But I'll eat an egg that was laid yesterday, and it just tastes so much better.
And isn't it funny how people, like, they don't know where the food comes from?
Yeah,
they don't know how it comes from farm to table. They see, well, food you go to a supermarket, get it. There's a lot of people like that.
Wait, you hear the story about the dude, and this dude is out with his kid. Let me rephrase this. A man was out hunting deer, about to go out hunting deer, and he had his rifle in a bag on his shoulder and his camo or whatever. He's getting ready to go out into the woods, and this dude and his son stopped him and like, hey, what are you doing? He's like, I'm going deer hunting. And the kid started yelling at him about killing animals or whatever. And the guy was trying to be cool about it. He's like, I understand it. Little kid, he's upset. He's like, yeah, but that's the circle of life. We all need to eat. This is where food comes from. The father, this is out there. There's a video of it because the guy had a body cam, you know, because he, you know, wanted to get his kill. The father says, why don't you just go get the meat at the supermarket where an animal didn't have to die?
Oh, that's made my day.
Yeah, and you cock your head.
Selling live animals at the supermarket?
Well, no, you cock your head. You're like, I don't understand. Like, if I get a steak from a cow, if I get a beef steak at the supermarket, an animal still had to die for it. And I don't think they realize this.
I don't want to know how you know chickens only have one orifice.
Before I got chickens, I looked all of this up. I learned a lot about chickens before I bought some.
Did you watch this on DuckDuckGo?
What about DuckDuckGo?
Did you check it out? They only got one orifice on DuckDuckGo.
Well, no, I used Google for that, but I was just looking up general information about chickens because I'm gonna get some chickens. What kind of or how do chickens work? What do they do? What do I need to do to protect them?
They lay eggs
every day. Every day.
When they feel like it.
Well, if you take care of them, they'll lay you an egg every day.
Well, so one of the best arguments between a vegan and a farmer the other day, I was watching it. This farmer turns around, he goes, mate, you can have whatever reason you want to eat, whatever you want to eat, he says, but why do you go and get processed stuff, fill it full of chemicals, get it all mixed up, then shape it into a piece of chicken? He said, then you want to eat it when it looks like a bit of meat.
Right.
It was an argument. It went for about half an hour, and it was one of the best arguments I've ever seen.
Never date a vegan.
Nah.
You
wouldn't get your meat eat.
They can't swallow.
Yeah, you wouldn't get your meat eat.
Well, I'm just saying they can't swallow because they can't have animal byproducts. They can't eat animal byproducts. You know, just putting it out there.
You know, World of Rings there, baby.
Yeah. Now vegans are going, oh, fuck, I didn't realize that.
Everyone's be asking their missus now, listen to this podcast, mate. Are you vegan, love?
I'm going to skip this next one. Some migrant who's accused of killing a police officer has been released. All charges have been dropped. Apparently, the cop had, like, heart issue, and he ended up dying the next day. Had nothing to do with this guy. I don't want to give him a hard time. I don't even want to bring his name up because, he had nothing to do with this man's death, and I don't want to even, you know, ruin his name. The United States is looking to evacuate 1,000 Americans from Haiti.
Yep.
Because Haiti's great. It's always been great, right?
The world owes democracy.
Well, that's can't be true at all.
Greeks were, weren't they?
Yeah, I was just saying, Greece invented democracy.
All right, the Western world's oldest democracy.
I'm just saying, after Trump called it a shithole country, everyone made a big deal about how amazing Haiti was, and Conan O'Brien went to the Potemkin village to show us how great Haiti is. But now we're trying to get, 1,000 Americans out before they all get murdered?
Yep.
It's a shithole.
What?
Shitholes are cool.
It's a shithole.
You guys, I was going to get up and go smoke my pipe.
Right.
No, I was going to. And then I realized my pipe was empty and I needed to fill it. Put my headphones on to listen and it's just silence. Is this what happens when I'm not here?
No. We talk about shitholes.
We talk about shitholes. What, be a duck shithole?
So, DeSantis said he's flying more Haitian migrants to Martha's Vineyard is definitely on the table. That will cause a stir if he does it. The last time he did it,
that last time he did it, it showed the entire country what was going on.
Yeah.
The Martha's Vineyard ain't accepting, even though it's a sanctuary city, it's not really a sanctuary city.
And in a sanctuary state. But yeah, then all these brown folks showed up that didn't speak English, like, get them the fuck off our island. Which is hilarious, because like half the people that own property on Martha's Vineyard are black. I know this sounds like a weird thing to say, but like, it seems like black folks that are very successful want to own Martha's Vineyard property because it's some of the most expensive on the planet.
Only if you're the elite few like the Obamas.
Obama, Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
LeBron James, I believe, owns a piece of property on Martha's Vineyard. And just, don't get me wrong, white folks like to own pieces of Martha's Vineyard too, but they are disproportionately represented.
Oh no, not that.
Yes.
Well, Green Jean-Pierre was bashed for suggesting that migrants storming the border is Governor Abbott's responsibility.
What?
Yeah, it's all his fault that they're coming across the Texas border.
Didn't the United States sue Texas because Texas tried to enforce the border? And
yeah, they're still suing them.
And a judge, a court just said that Texas isn't allowed to enforce the border on their own because that's a federal responsibility?
Pretty much. The Supreme Court said they weren't touching the case, and immediately thereafter, a lower court said, you can't do it. So,
well, now Supreme Court will pick it up. They just want the lower court to rule first.
Yeah.
But yeah, exactly. Like the White House has taken steps to stop Texas from handling this issue, and the courts are stopping Texas from handling this issue. Don't say it's this guy's responsibility because everyone's saying it's the president's responsibility.
Right.
It just blows my mind. Like, how do you listen to this bullshit?
Isn't that the first responsibility of the president to protect the people?
The president is the executive branch of the government. He basically enacts the laws the way it's supposed to work. Anyway. The legislator, the Congress, the House and the Senate,
yep,
write the laws. The president executes the laws, the executive branch. The judicial system interprets and upholds the law. That's the way it's supposed to work. But the president is getting more and more power like a fucking king. And I don't like it. And it's been happening for a long time. Pretty much since World War II. The president has pretty much been a fucking king. We're getting closer to a parliament system. Sorry. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Well, you heard that Unilever finally canned Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah, well, Unilever is like one of the biggest companies on the planet.
Yep.
And they're dumping their entire ice cream line.
Yep.
But they pointed at Ben and Jerry's in particular because of their far left everything. I remember Ben and Jerry's is the one that asked if people were... They asked someone if they were ready to give up the native lands to the indigenous peoples.
Yep.
And then the Abenaki tribe was like, all right, you're going to give us the property that your headquarters is built on because that's ours.
Oh, no. Not having it. Way back in the day, I did an actual tour of the Ben and Jerry's factory in Vermont. So, what they had the nerve to serve me for a free sample? What? Fucking yogurt. What the fuck goes to Ben and Jerry's for yogurt?
No, that's supposed to. If you're gonna spend $20 on that little like quarter pint of ice cream, you're not getting yogurt. You're getting something decadent and disgusting, aren't you?
Yeah. Exactly. I got yogurt, Brian.
Why would you do that?
That's all they had to offer us on their free sample tour.
Yogurt.
Yeah. Fuck their tour.
I'm not that impressed with their ice cream. I've tried 5 or 6 of them, and I know they have like 60 flavors or whatever, but I haven't. I don't know. I don't like hunks of strawberry in my ice cream. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, that's just me, I guess.
So Planet Fitness had a lady evicted from her membership because she complained about a transgender person in the woman's locker room.
Here's the problem is there's no evidence this was a transgender person.
Uh-huh.
And that's a misleading headline.
But
Planet Fitness
supported the quote unquote transgender woman and revoked the other lady's memberships.
Yeah. Well, she took the picture.
But yeah, there's no evidence this person was transgender. This woman said there's a man in the women's locker room shaving his face.
Yeah, I could see that as a problem.
And Planet Fitness said you're not allowed to discriminate based on gender identity. He's like, no, I don't know. That man is shaving his face in the women's locker room. That's not what you got kicked out for. She got kicked out because she took a picture in the locker room and posted it on social media.
Yeah, that's delicious.
And I understand that. Honestly, I do.
Yeah.
But it was supposed to be, here's a dude in the women's locker room shaving his face, you know?
Well, now Planet Fitness is taking a hit on their stock because of this.
Bud Light effect, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think it's going to stop there. All these woke companies are going to realize they're going to hit the shit soon, big time. How many department stores are now closing down or moving out of blue cities now because they're wokeism?
Well, everyone's cool with all this stuff until there's a dude shaving his balls in front of your child in the gym. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly right.
Like, I'm a lady. What are you talking about? It's like, could you please stop shaving your balls in front of my daughter? Like, I'm a woman. And that's the problem. It's like, oh, you hate trans people. It's like, no, I don't. If you want trans, that's cool. But there are fucking perverts that'll pretend they're trans so they can put their dick in front of your kid's face.
Yep.
I should be allowed to knock that asshole out, right?
Yep.
If someone did that in front of my daughter, mate, I'll tell you what, they wouldn't be breathing.
They may survive it, but they're going to be unconscious.
They wouldn't survive it, I'm telling you. They did their friend more child, mate.
Who's ripping dams for pandering to minority voters?
Which one? Bill Maher?
Yeah.
Where's this one? Oh. This is, again, why I think we're from the future. Either that or Bill Maher's in the past. But people are still watching his show, so it sounds like it's current. But he's saying that the Dems need to stop this minority vote pandering. You can't keep trying to get the black and the Hispanic vote. Because it's if you're not black, I'm sorry, if you don't vote for me, you're not black.
That's right.
Like, I can't, I can't believe he said that.
That's what Joe Biden says all the time.
Man, he recently came out and said Trump hates Hispanics, and the Hispanic community was like, we're voting for him, not you. It's like, my family came here legally. They went through a lot of loops and a lot of hoops. And now you're telling these people they can just come here and that I have to pay them, you know? Yeah, but Ma's saying we got to stop this identity politics pandering. It's not working. Try something else. But
would these people, like these communities, mate, like the Black and Latino community, do you think once they leave the Democrats, they won't return? Or
what's their style
of voting? Well, it depends, because the Democrat Party is in the middle of a revolution, even though your average Democrat doesn't recognize that, but your far left progressives and your liberal, classical liberals that think they're still Democrat are going to split off real soon, and we're going to see what happens. Kind of like when the Whigs exploded and the Republicans showed up. I think that's what's going to happen with the Democrats very soon.
Well, Bill Maher is also panicking that Trump's gaining younger voters.
Yeah, and I gave him credit for at least acknowledging what's going on, finally. And now he made it, he's like, oh, these young kids, what, they're going to vote Trump because a hot dog costs more?
Everything costs more, not just
everything,
a hot dog.
Everything costs more.
Everything.
Because a hot dog costs more. Are you kidding? No, because my grocery bill tripled.
Yeah.
Under Biden.
Yep. I was just saying this earlier, mate, when you went outside, got a beer or whatever. I was telling Brian, I got a friend who's a Democrat on my friends list, and she had this big whinge the other day about everything costs more. I just wrote down, you voted that.
Yeah, you literally voted for this. We told you this is going to happen. You said I was a nut job, and then it happened, right?
I was going to write down, mean tweets aren't that bad.
Yeah.
And what'd they do?
What would you prefer? Everything costing three times as much or some mean tweets?
Yeah. What would you prefer? I prefer a mean tweet than bloody high prices.
But high prices? The high prices, though, are because we're funding wars overseas that we're not involved in. We shouldn't be doing that either.
Bill. And the energy bill.
We're printing money. We're printing money to get these weapons out to Ukraine. And that dilutes the dollar.
Yep.
Well, most of the world has agreed to use the United States dollar as a standard in terms of what we evaluate everything else off of, because it's tied to oil. But is it really, if we can just print it out of control?
Yeah, you can stop.
Some countries are moving away from the dollar for the oil.
Yeah, Brinks. I'm sorry, BRICS. Brazil, yeah. Russia, India, North Korea, China, South Africa.
That's a lot of countries.
A lot of big ones, actually. All right. Hey, tell me how cool it is to be a CIA spook wearing
cool.
A nice lacy thong.
It used to be really cool. Until the DEI got involved in the whole process. And now it's not so cool anymore. And did you hear about the Ruth Bader Ginsburg family canceled her award show?
No, what's the reason beyond that, man?
Because they chose winners that she would never approve of, like Elon Musk and all kinds of people.
It's funny. I thought if you're a judge in that, you'd have to be impartial, wouldn't you? So why would you
think? Yeah.
Sounds a bit hypocritical, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. But that's the way it goes.
You know, it's funny like that. It's like that anger on with Trump and that. You look at him and you know that they're a Democrat. They support Democrats. They give support to them financially in whatever way. But why are they still allowed to be able to rule in cases or judge in cases like this?
Set it on my car, gave the car, still looking at, I don't remember what I was looking up. There's something we were looking to try to get. Beamed the baby at the same time. Man, getting the car to pull off. All my cash. which was worse than anything else, man, because I got everything else.
Well, she, you know, this person been buying weed from her, like, her stepdad, and he keeps, like, shorting her on it.
Oh, yeah.
So if it's decent, she could be a regular customer.
She can support him now. I'm going to go up tomorrow.
Maybe I'll make some money. Yeah.
And what I get next time probably would be better. Like I said, this is pretty good. It's just not pretty.
Right. Yeah, that's what I told her. It's under the exact same thing. That's how I was able to. But my nephew was trying to charge $220 for an ounce. Oh, yeah. So she was like, let's try this.
that's why I love this one. And it, you know, you hit me.
You guys sound super echoey. What happened? And quiet.
No, I'm here, mate.
Oh, Brian's not in the room.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yep.
All right, later.
Are you here, Brian?
Here where?
I come back from taking a fucking leak, and you're in the hall. And I hear you talking about, I don't know what the fuck.
I was taking care of a deal.
A drug deal?
Maybe.
What kind of drugs?
The good kind. The kind you get legally in Massachusetts at your job.
Okay. Well, that's minor. When you said the good kind, I thought you meant the kind, the nose
cake. Oh, and I'm too old for that. I will have a heart attack if I do that again.
You say that, but when I come back down whatever. There, when I come back over there to pick up my guns.
We got to talk about that offline.
My new super weight loss program.
Well, remember, I do have a storage unit in Virginia, and a friend of ours is holding our guns. Because we couldn't take him to Massachusetts legally.
Yeah.
We're going to have to pick all of that up.
I'll be here.
Well, obviously, there's no way I'm going to Gloucester, Massachusetts and Newport News and not stopping by to see Brian and doing a live show on a Saturday.
Hell no.
Like, we're going to do a live show together.
Yeah.
When good this old happens. Days. Yes. And there'll be a cooler and crickets.
Well, it depends on the time of the year. But
speaking of, we already brought this up once, the cicadas.
Yeah, they're going crazy.
Well, you got the 13-year and the 17-year cycle cicadas are coming up the same time.
Yeah.
Which is funny because I don't remember what it was I was listening to, but it was probably the No Agenda Show playing their news, their little news clips.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, oh, it's very uncommon for these two to overlap each other. I was like, well, yeah, you got two prime numbers. It's going to be 13 times 17 before they overlap again, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, how the fuck did I know that?
Useless trivia. Useless trivia.
But yeah, I was like, yeah, it's going to be like hundreds of years between this happening again.
It's kind of like the solar eclipse that's coming in April, you know? It's like,
this is
most people won't see another like total eclipse in their lifetime.
Yeah, you know what, man? You could get on a plane and fly to the other side of the planet and watch a solar eclipse. Like, yeah, it's not like the sun's not going to be eclipsed again for 80 years. It's just not going to be in this area. But here's the interesting thing is, there's going to be two of them that occur in an X-crossing pattern over the year. Eagles Ridge, Texas, making an X. I don't know. I think that's an interesting little thing.
You going there?
Oh my God, no. It's funny because, by the way, I put it in my 2 weeks notice at work.
Oh, wow.
And then, of course, the final sale of this house got pushed back 2 weeks because the repairs took too long. But all right, that's fine. I forgot I was going with this. Oh, yeah. The manager of the entire business is going on vacation and around the same time. Because I put in my vacation like a month ago and then put in my 2 weeks notice. So my week of vacation was my second week. Uh-huh. That's completely fair. I told them I wasn't going to be there, right?
Right.
Apparently she's going on vacation too to, she's like, Texas. Like, oh, geez. Big state. I was like, big state. Where are you going? She's like, oh, down south. I was like, oh, you going to the border to protect it?
Yeah, from Massachusetts. That's exactly what she's
for. She laughed. She's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to pick up my AR. Don't you worry.
So what do you think about Joe?
What's that?
What do you think about Joe?
What in particular? Well, apparently, you remember everyone was talking about, like, oh, Joe had such a great of the Union address. Oh, my God, his polls
almost everybody
jump.
Gets a bump from the State of the Union address.
Well, Joe did not. And they made a big deal about how great his address was. But as we showed, as you showed.
It was the same address
the same
he
one
gave,
he's done
like, the
every
last
time.
3 years.
Yep.
Whoa. He got no bump. His address was no good. It's the same one he's been doing. It's been a campaign speech, not how the country's doing. Because can you imagine if he actually came out and spat the numbers out to the people?
Yeah, from 3 years ago.
Yeah. If he actually was like, oh, inflation's down, but you know.
We're up.
When I took office, it's still up by 17%. Brian must have prostate cancer or something.
You know what I love, mate, in that State of the Union? The expressions on Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House. I was just watching his facial expressions, mate. I thought to myself, how funny it'd be if somebody could put some sort of like words to his thoughts. You know,
little thought bubbles over his head.
Yeah. How good would that have been? Like every time, like Nancy ripped up the bloody stadium, which, if that was an original copy, she could be in trouble for that too, eh?
Well, Joe's got some new shoes.
Woo! New Trump shoes.
He's wearing some weird, like, maximum stability shoe. It's a fucking old people don't fall down sneaker. Right. You saw these sneakers?
Oh, yeah. These things are ridiculous.
And they're like, oh, it's for hiking and walking for maximum comfort. I was like, you're wearing a $1,000 suit and $50 sneakers. You know what I mean? I'm just sorry.
$24 worth of gear
cards. It's all about comfort. Well, you know what, man? Don't wear the $1,000 suit. Go fucking Fetterman and wear the freaking hoodie. You know what I mean?
And $25 worth of cue cards in his pocket.
But yeah, he's been falling down so much. They gave him shoes with they're extra wide.
Yep.
And they're extra long. And it's not like his foot got bigger. It like expands out and it's got grippies on it so he doesn't fall down.
Like sushi cups?
Kind of, but it's more like little nubs. Like right. You'd have in your shower. And you know what? I hate doing this. Like, I just want to, he should be sitting by his fire.
Enjoying life?
Yeah, with a blanket on his lap, talking to his grandchildren.
And great grand, well, all six of them or only five of them?
Well, that's what? In here. Actually, you know, go ahead and, shit, I think that's way down in leftovers. No, he didn't bring up his illegitimate granddaughter. His kids again when it came to Women's History Month.
Never does.
That's kind of fucked up, isn't it?
Oh, very fucked up.
Like I would even give him, I'd even pay him some respect if he said my bastard grandchild.
Yeah.
At least acknowledge the kid exists. You know what I mean?
Right, and he did it once, but he hasn't done it since.
That's because he was called out on it directly. I love her just as much. It's like, no, you don't. No, that kid's name isn't Biden. They didn't even put
stockings up last Christmas in order to not have to acknowledge her.
Yeah.
They got rid of a tradition they had the other 3 years of the White House, you know? Where there were stockings hung for all the grandkids.
Yeah. It sounds like he's embarrassed by his bastard grandchild.
Well, I mean, that's an understandable thing, but...
Well, here's the thing is, I could even make the argument he's Catholic. I understand that argument, but it's still your lineage... And you have to stand up for your lineage.
Yeah, exactly.
But Joe is not a good Catholic anyway, so I'm not going to give him the benefit of the doubt for being ultra, ultra but religious about this.
He doesn't believe in the Catholic beliefs about abortion.
Abortion, a man shall not lay with a man as he lays with a woman.
How does he stay a Catholic? When the Catholic says you can't take communion if you believe in those kind of things.
Yeah, here's the question is, are they still giving him communion at church? Or is he, I don't know, does he go to church? Is someone giving him
the Eucharist? He goes to the black churches. He goes to the black Catholic churches.
Yep.
They have those? I'm kidding.
I don't think they really do.
It's not Brady Dayton.
if you said Latin or Hispanic, I would have completely accepted it.
It's not wafers he's eating either.
Oh no, yeah, Hispanics are very Catholic, and they're also never mind. They seem to have more fun than your. I don't know, man. I grew up doing a Latin mass. Did you?
Did you learn Latin?
I was an older boy.
I didn't learn Latin. I knew what certain things meant. And we did our mass in Latin. I will say there is something very soothing about it. The schedule, I guess, the monotony almost. Because most of Mass was the same every week. But then there was something, I'm sure repeat offender here, Ron Pasco, knows what I'm talking about with church, about how it's typically the same thing every time, but at some point there's the actual sermon that's particular to your pastor. Priest in our case.
Priest, yep.
Yeah, and then, you know, whatever time of year it is and what we need to be observing, because you always move through the calendar, obviously, as any Christian, right?
Maybe. Yep, exactly. I got a couple comments from the Facebook gallery.
Oh, it's the Facebook gallery, not the peanut gallery.
Definitely the peanut gallery. But maybe the green shirt wasn't Zelensky from Zelensky eating ice cream. I think the Coke wasn't Hunter's.
I think the Coke wasn't Hunter's. I mean, the cocaine they found, but couldn't
identify who brought it into the White House, no matter how many security cameras there really are.
There are more cameras than the White
House. Is that the one in the pigeon locker?
And we actually caught those dudes butt-fucking each other on the Senate hearing floor and recording it and publishing it. And you know how much trouble they got in?
None.
Fired.
Oh, he's got another job somewhere else.
It sounds like you probably aren't fit to have this job if you're going to, I don't know, this is the people's place to make decisions, not for you to butt fuck each other.
Maybe another Democrat staffer or have his own OnlyFans page.
Hey, if you guys want to go butt fuck, that's fine. Go butt fuck each other in your own house, not on the people's floor. You know what I mean?
Or with chickens.
Yeah, it's not even the butt fucking. Don't make a baby with your wife on the Senate floor. Go home and do it. You know what I mean? You know, it's like, this isn't the people's business. And definitely don't record it and publish it.
Taxpayers' money to clean up the carpet.
Yeah, can you imagine the cleaning bill to decontaminate a butt fucking?
You'd rather eat a day old chicken egg, wouldn't you?
Oh, are you kidding me? I would take the chicken, I would eat the egg directly out of chicken's ass before I wanted to clean that space. I would have to assume this happened before. And there was just spooge and turd everywhere.
Two more topics. Give me two more topics.
Sorry, I just can't believe no one got in any real trouble besides losing their job over that.
Oh. You're not a Biden.
All right, what topic do you want to talk about?
I don't care. You pick two.
Oh, geez, there's so much fun to talk about in here.
AOC, she on there?
Kind of. I really don't give a fuck about her anymore.
Oh, it's just fucking funny with that.
Apparently Instagram users are getting angry because your default is your default is set as I don't want to see political content now, and that's new. It happened to everyone all of a sudden. You have to go in and change it if you do want to be involved in the conversation. And it's interesting because Instagram is Meta.
Yep. Owned by Facebook.
And Facebook was the one who decided to send out remember to go vote messages to people that seemed to vote Democrat and not Republican.
Yep.
And pushed. They were busted for this, and they were busted for suppressing Republican content, right-wing content. I just thought it was very interesting that Instagram, owned by the same company, is now suppressing any political content.
Right.
It's probably because no matter what's out there, Joe Biden looks bad.
Yep.
The only thing I can think of.
You can't mask it, mate. You cannot mask it.
Are you drinking Fireball?
I certainly am.
Oh, my God, dude.
But he's mixing it with beer.
Nah, straight.
But now he's going to grab a Foster's and chug that.
A Foster's.
We don't drink Foster's. We said
I know. Nobody in Australia drinks Foster's. Do they even sell it there?
Mate, they sell it, but not very much of it. It's only the illegal immigrants.
it's just like haggis, dude. Like, the people in Scotland don't eat haggis.
Wonder haggis, why?
It's disgusting.
Well, I loved it. Well, where in Scotland I had it.
I went to Scotland and I had haggis. And I was like, ew, that was terrible. I feel gross. And I got sick. I was like, you know what? I must have got a bad batch. I went out and tried again at a different place. And I got the same results.
Maybe they didn't season it properly for you.
Hey, what, sheep intestines stuffed inside of a goat stomach?
Maybe they didn't put a take of herbs and spices in it for you.
I mean, I've eaten some weird things in my day. I ate a boiled octopus once. The thing looked at me when I ate it.
Octopus is nice.
It was chewy, rubbery even. And it looked at me the whole time. I didn't like that. I've had pig snout, you know. I've eaten a lot of weird stuff. I've taken a bite out of a deer's heart.
So did you hear the good news that El Guapo's cousin got the primary selection for the GOP in Ohio?
He's not going to like it. He did that because you're giving up his name.
A Marino.
Is it Marino or Moreno?
I don't know. But Trump backed him. He got selected. And, I mean, that just shows that no matter how many of these crazy lawsuits are going against Trump, he's still got a pretty good hold on the Republican Party at this point, for better or for worse.
Yeah. I'm going to move the conversation here for 1 minute. All right. I guess the last of our probably the show.
Yeah.
I want to talk about this COVID stuff. We've been avoiding it for a while.
COVID's dead.
No. Well, every now and then we've brought up things that have come out after the fact.
Okay.
Which has been proven that we're from the future. Apparently even the New York Times is conceding that the lockdown led to a generation of dumber kids because they didn't go to school. New York Times is a very left wing, and they were pushing the lockdown the entire time.
And if they're saying it, you know, that's a serious thing.
And this is what blows my mind, is the Democrats could have easily used all of this COVID crap, especially the vaccine, to nail Trump. Because he was the one who started the lockdown for what was supposed to be a couple weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's all just sit at home for like a couple weeks. And here's a vaccine if you want it. And the Dems just grabbed onto it and said, this is ours. And it turned out to be a giant mistake on both fronts. They could have nailed Trump to the wall with this, but they were so busy trying to set him up for a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
And it was their fault. I'm just saying they could have used it to their advantage that Trump was the one who actually did the vaccine. He's the one who started the lockdowns. Or he didn't actually lock anything down. He suggested people stay at home for a couple weeks. Let's figure it out. Let's see what's going on. Yeah. And now Bill Maher. Now Bill Maher is ripping apart everyone who silenced and shut down and censored dissenting opinions about what was going on with COVID and its origins and the vaccines and all of that kind of stuff. Because it turned out they were right in the end. And it's like, dude, you were pushing for shutting them up because they were giving disinformation, you know?
Yep. Where were these fuckers 3 years ago when we're all going put through it? I had to take the jab because of fucking people like him.
I did not. But that's about our time, Brian. I think that's our shit.
Yeah.
Let's cut it.